God be willed and seal the deal with breath that animates me. But there's something here that hates me. Angered God would make me a little lower than the angels out the clay, then place me in the garden where he's safety and confidence and safety over all these things I've given ye dominion except a tree. Well, you all know the story, and I ain't here to bore you, but please let me assure you with you don't mean that they for you. See, I was with her, but I ain't defend her when he slid through, so when she surrendered to the tempting tender fruit, I did too. You best believe we here too, just like little kids do, pretending we ain't know no better, and I leave for fig suits. Then God said, man, where is you? Look at all I give you, and still you go and do the one thing that I did not bid you. Well, baby girl ain't waste no time. She said the snake, he played me, and I was nervous, afraid of burning, like, blame that chick you gave me. Okay, yeah, I paint the picture crazy, but I pray you get the picture. There's an enemy who hates you, wants to break you. Right here with you. He's damnable and demented. He's raging in resentment. He's lurking in his lost and hell bitches, waiting on an entry. His only goal to get you, plant the seed of sin and twist it to you. Get to thinking like he did and get yourself evicted. Yeah. To seek for self for glory and to disregard the scripture self sufficient and ignoring his presence with no repentance. Or you claim that you a Christian and the church Easter and Christmas, plus you even gave some money to that one Jehovah's Witness, but you bought the devil's fitness with no sorrow or repentance, living under the suggestion of cheap grace that makes us sinless. All the devil has is whispers, and he knows that we be listening, yo, but he don't give a ram about you. He just wants your gift, and that's the presence of God's breath in you that cultivates the best in you, restores you when you're destitute, to love you and invest in you, provides for you, protecting you, and then gives you his blessing, too, for Satan slides abreast of you and speaks a word of death to you, then slithers off the rest as you. Ain't that a bit of tragedy? The seed out of divinity for darkness and depravity start acting like the Sadducees, pissed off because we got mad degrees, and now we're all locked out because we've forgotten that we had the keys God made us. And so man believed, but some believe that have not seen, like faith in wind that fans the trees. The kingdom man ain't damn, these free, just can't get past the gravity, but we can't let that keep us down. No, Christ gave us authority, so devil, you can't keep us down, and all you do is creep around. I don't know why we keep you around. You're supposed to be beneath the ground where we can't hear a peep of sound. I'm talking to God's people now. It's time for us to reach the clouds. Ain't no shame. I'm a Jesus freak. You ask me and I speak it loud. He is a God who's for me and adores me. Look, I'm soaring now. I will not let the rocks do what I'm supposed to. Give him glory now. So caught up in his mercy and his grace is so amazing. We are flying on forgiveness. It'd be foolish not to praise him. And you may not care to join me, weighted down by all the vanity, caught up in the sin of this world and all this savage. Now I see one must have true faith to overcome the gravity that's been working against me. No, I do not plead insanity. I plead the blood of Jesus, the Redeemer. You believe it should be jumping up and screaming victory over the demons. We are kings under the king, and we are lords under the Lord. I'm rejoicing because he paid a ransom I couldn't afford. Just remember when you're soaring, you were destined for the sky because he gave his life so you'd escape Earth's gravity and fly.